In the waning hours of a presidency that was destined to arouse less interest from historians than any since perhaps that of William Henry Harrison, 31 days from inauguration to death, Arthur Morgan huddled in the Oval Office with his last remaining friend and pondered his final decisions. At that moment, he felt as though he'd botched every decision in the previous 4 years, and he was not overly confident that he could, somehow, so late in the game, get things right. His friend wasn't so sure either, though, as always, he said little, and whatever he did say was what the president wanted to hear. They were all about pardons, desperate pleas from thieves and embezzlers and liars. All claimed to be friends of friends, or diehard supporters, though only a few had ever gotten the chance to proclaim their support before that 11th hour. How sad that after 4 tumultuous years of leading the free world, it would all fizzle into one miserable pile of requests from a bunch of crooks. Which thief should be allowed to steal again? That was the momentous question facing the president as the hours crept by.